Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Now, your main event, introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddie, Jeff Dye, and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling with Freddie, Wrestling with Friends. We're not going to do any goofy news intros because we have a guest that I've been wanting to speak to for a very long time. Our producer reached out, got this done, and then our producer wrote this intro for the man, and it deserves like a better voice than mine. So I'm going to do the documentary guy voice, and I hope our guest likes it. And if not, I didn't write it, but I think it's awesome. Here we go. Emerging from the shadows, his eyes burning with an unwavering intensity, Swerve Strickland is a force to be reckoned with in the squared circle. This electrifying athlete is more than just a wrestler. He's an artist, a storyteller, and a captivating presence that leaves fans breathless. With a background steeped in the independent circuit, Strickland honed his craft in promotions like CZW and Evolve, capturing titles and leaving a trail of awe-inspiring performances in his wake. He burst onto the national scene in 2020, joining the ranks of WWE's NXT brand. But Swerve's hunger for a larger canvas led him to All Elite Wrestling, and here he has truly unleashed his potential. He joined forces with the powerful Keith Lee as Swerve in Our Glory, dominated the tag team division, captured the coveted AEW World Tag Team Championship, but Swerve is not one to rest on his laurels. He's hungry for individual glory, and his sights are firmly set on the top prize in AEW. Man, a lot of that shit was true.
Facts.
I would hope all of it is.
Welcome to the show, man. It's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being our guest. We appreciate you.
No, man, thank you for having me, man. Seriously, like, appreciate all that. Like, it's really cool to hear it, like, in a interesting way like that. And it's like, you know what that sounds like? Even if it's bullshit, like, that sounds pretty good.
No, that was real. It. That's how we feel. Also, Swerve, you should know that I'm on this podcast every week, and they just go, and with me is Jeff. That's a way better intro you got.
Maybe I'll write something for Jeff.
Yeah, I like that. Get me in.
He deserves it. Heat. First things first, and this is going to be a random question, but I heard we have something in common besides wrestling. You're a horror fan. I'm a horror fan. I have a podcast about horror movies. I nerd out on it so much. What's it? I'm sure you don't have one favorite. You probably have 10 favorites, but what's one horror movie that everybody needs to see?
Man, I'll start with like the most recent one that I think it's pretty well known right now. But actually, the first one I'll talk about is Night of the Missing. I had a part in that one. It just came out on Amazon. It's number one on Screenbox TV, actually, on the Screenbox app, if you're a big horror fan. So check that out, Night of the Missing. Worked with Matthew Hirsch and Samuel Gonzalez Jr. on that.
Very cool. So, very cool.
Yeah. So that just came out. We filmed that a year ago, and it just came out in November, end of November. So go check that out for one. You know, see me burst on the scene with my acting chops. And then I will say, like, as the most recent film that I watched, I think, like, everybody should be checking out is Talk to Me.
Talk to Me.
Very innovative stuff. Very innovative stuff and very original.
What they did with that hand and basically turning that hand into a party drug that everybody can partake in was so slick and so smart. And I'm 47 years old. I was not the demographic for this movie. Like, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, the music's so loud. But as soon as the acting started and the story started, I was just like, yo, this is good like teen horror. It's a sick horror movie. Yeah, it Talk to Me
great, was, man.
Alt media is now mainstream. It's a good time to be into any of those things. And if you're Justin Long in a horror movie, bad things are going to happen to you. Talk to me about this journey that you've been on at AEW, where it started, bringing people in, working with other people, and now all of a sudden you're the focus of this story that was reminiscent of the Attitude Era back in the day with Adam Hangman Page. And then you do this match, and I'm telling you right now, I'm soft, okay? As soon as I had kids, yeah. I never wanted to skydive again, and bloody matches made me cringe because I hate seeing people that sometimes I worked with and like wrote for. I hate to see them bleed, right? I don't want to see that. You had a match that I couldn't take my eyes off of, and I've described wrestling a lot as the literal blood, sweat, and tears on an actual canvas, right? And this was everything that I love about wrestling in a match that I normally would cringe and look away from in terror because it's real blood. And instead, I could not take my eyes off this match. How the hell did you two pull this story and this climax off, man?
We started off, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you've gone through writing the same way. You start off with motive. Why do I want to take it to this level? Why do we want to need to elevate? It's almost like an elevated horror sense of just painting the broad canvas of it. You know, you have your high points and you have your points where you're like, we kind of had to erase a lot of wrestling tropes in a sense. It's not like, oh, he's the good guy, but he's doing that. He's the bad guy. He's doing that. It's like, no, this is a man needing to get revenge on another man who did a bad thing. So it's like, we kind of start off with just like, boom, just that. Now, what are the things that make that person tick? What makes that person like, what drives the anger out of someone who is on the defensive? What drives the anger out of someone who's on the offensive? What is the switches that turn things around? That was the beauty of like starting this whole thing off with the promos between me and Hangman Page. I dressed him down and showcased all his weaknesses. I put it all out there on display. And now people have seen him already for like 4 years in AEW. But now as people are like, wow, I feel like I know him now. I addressed the person, you know, and I kind of like went through like, you know what? I see all this. Nobody's saying it. I'm going to say it to you, to your face. I'm not going to do it from the stage to you in the ring. I'm not going to do it over a promo that's up here and then you're down here. No, I'm going to address you to your face because Swerve isn't a coward. Swerve is going to come to you and say it. That's what kind of makes me a dangerous threat. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to say it to your face. And that's the thing about like a lot of tropes in wrestling is like, oh man, he said it to his face and he kind of, that promo ends and they just walk away. I'm like, why would you walk away from someone? Like, no, like you're saying all these things, you know what I mean? It's like those things. So it's like, as a human being, you kind of feel a lot of the things. So therefore, when the violence started occurring, you felt for the person taking the violence and the person inflicting it. Therefore, instead of just seeing two wrestlers bludgeoning each other, it didn't feel like a match anymore. It felt like somebody has to try to survive this. So how does he get away from this? And I kind of took a lot of things from like Hostel. I took some things from like even like a Halloween of like walking through pain because you're just so enraged and stuff like that. There was a lot of things of just like, I would say with Hangman, it was like, this is like our Ghost Rider now. if you notice, like he kind of went from like the cowboy wearing the nice stars and the bedazzled jeans. Now he's like, but from like, we were so polar opposite from the first promo we did. Like he's wearing like a blue cowboy shirt with like stars and he had his hair in a ponytail man bun and stuff like that. By the time we got to the second promo where he dresses me down, he looks like me now. We're like more similar than ever. Like I'm wearing black leather and black pants. He's wearing black leather and black pants, hair's out. I was like, I pulled that out of you. So I won as the bad person anyway. Whether I win or lose, I got the Hangman that I was asking for. I got cowboy shit back. And now the fans are feeling out. Like the fan base was supposed to feel for Swerve. It's like, oh man, this guy's cool. He's dressing like, yeah, you're supposed to feel for me, but Hangman has to win the fans back. That was the entire plot of this whole thing. And by the time he did that promo right before going into the Texas Death Match, he won the fans back.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I haven't heard anyone break down and describe the buildup the way you have, except when I worked at WWE years ago and I got to work with Edge. And that's how he talks about matches, is intent and motive. And motive was the first thing you said. Intent was the damn second thing you said. And he talked about having a motive, you know, in everything, not just the promos, but in every move that you do in there, outside of the, you know, the stuff that you, of course, you gotta get there. But even that, he wants to tell a story with, and you break things down in a really, really similar way. Do you guys know each other, right?
Yeah, he's been my mentor, I'd say, for the last 2 to 3 years, ever since I met him in NXT.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. He was he's very generous with his information. And he was the first one to really like break down the philosophy of wrestling. Cause when I got there, I just knew how to write a monologue, a promo.
Like, correct.
I could write something that would make people get hype, but that was it. I didn't know how to build a match. And he really broke that shit down almost the exact way that you just broke down you and Hangman Page. I had goosebumps like twice when you were telling that, man. It was crazy. It was like looking at
thank
him
you
for a second. No, that's wild. That you really broke it down perfectly.
Another guy that really like brought that same type of mentality to me, but put it in the in-ring sense. I'll credit two people for this. Like definitely Adam Copeland for like as far as like promoing and characters and stuff like that, because we share like content with like sending each other YouTube videos and breakdowns of characters and what this color means of this suit, why he wore it this way, what this means, the like the polarities of certain characters and all those things. So we share content, but like with that all the time. But then it was Terry Taylor who really taught me how to be in the ring, how to bring that in the ring and showcase the person. Like you have to showcase that you're a person and the feel of it before it gets to just action and fighting and moves and spots and running and jumping and diving and stuff. It's like, okay, cool. But you did that. Now show me how your character feels about what you just did. Now show the camera how you feel about what you just accomplished.
I see you do that. I see you do that. Yeah. When you point at guys and let them know, yo, I just got that off on you.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so next level.
Right. And that's like those, it's kind of like small little tidbits, but after a while it adds up. And then you do it again the next week. And then you do it again the next week. And then you do it again the next week. Then you do it again the next week. Now the fan base is connected to you because they see all the, like, I feel like, oh, I feel like that too. Oh man, I've had a feeling like that too. Or like, even like compared to and-one basketball, when you shake someone, you got them landing on the ground, you're like, ah, and you like point
that's
at
right.
them.
That's
like,
right.
I've been in that position. I've fallen on the floor. So now they can kind of, the fans and whoever's watching at home can kind of relate to like, I've been in that situation before. So now I'm connected to that feeling rather than a fan seeing like a crazy acrobatic move. They don't connect to that because they never had that done to them. I don't know what, like the common person watching at home does not know what it feels like to take a big flipping power bomb boom because they never had that before. But they yeah. know how it feels to get punched in the face and laughed at because it's happened to somebody, either them or they watched it on World Star, or they've been to a barbecue, a party or a fight, and they've watched somebody had that happen to somebody. So now it's related to them a little more because it's a little bit more real.
Jeff, I've hogged all the
no,
time.
No, you haven't hogged
I'm
the time.
Super sorry, but please jump in.
But I do want him to know, and the viewers will vouch for this, that we're not being cute boys just because you're on, just because you're with us. We are huge fans. I've been a big ass Mark the whole season just talking about you. I think you're a huge star. You're going to be one of the biggest wrestlers ever, and I'm glad that people are starting to
Thank
notice
you.
It. The point that you guys were just referencing, I don't think it's any coincidence that the point reminds me of Sean Kemp dunking on Alton Lister back in the day when he gave him the dunk and then the point. You are from Tacoma, Washington. Yep. I am from Kent, Washington. We are 253 yeah. boys. Are you a big Seattle sports guy still?
I am actually an LA Rams fan / Jaguars. So
my son will have another reason to love you. He's
yeah.
a Rams fan too. I'm a Raiders fan. My son likes
Raiders.
The LA Rams.
Oh man.
/ Jaguar. You're all over the map. We have sports teams where we're from.
Wait a minute. Don't take any lip off Jeff. I've seen this guy wear 27 different
Jaguars.
Baseball hats from 27 different teams.
That is to 30 different. Yeah, I'm a big Mariners fan, but I do wear all the hats. All right, that wasn't the question I wanted to ask. What I did want to ask is because I imagine you've loved wrestling your entire life the way we have. Most of the wrestlers your age and our age are they grew up watching it. What does it feel like? Explain it to maybe a guy like me when you get your first action figure, or when you see yourself on the video game. Or when you see it's like, I can put myself in a match on PlayStation. Like, it's so cool. Like, what is that like? What was it like the first
time? Man, I'll never forget just stepping into the booth for the 2K scan and, like, getting all those pictures. I'll never forget that day. That was awesome. It was like, at the time, it was like me, Karrion Kross, and Scarlett were the ones stepping in to get our scans. And we were like, oh, this is it. This is it. Once you step in here, we're immortalized forever. And stuff. So it was really cool. I didn't even think I was going to make the cut on the game because I think it was like the 90 day I got released and then I was on the 90 days and I was like, oh, I'm probably not going to be like wiped out of the game. But they're like, nope, they kept it. And they kept me as North American champion going into the game, starting the game off on top of that. So I was like, oh, I guess somebody still likes me. I didn't piss anybody off to that extent.
Yeah, the developers knew you were a star.
But it was a really cool experience. The craziest thing about the game, like I saved it on my IG so as like one of those story thing. So I always go back to show that to somebody. It's really cool, like walking the entrance. The commentary is talking about the Swerve City podcast, actually, on the way to the ring in the game. So I was like, that's cool.
Nice.
So I got like kind of like a thread of different my medias in there at the same time. So it was really interesting stuff. I was blown away, of course.
If I had an action figure at every Target, I wouldn't be able to not go in there and buy it every single time just to show to the people that work there, like, yeah, I've got an action figure. Yeah. Like, I can't. It's such a cool thing.
Like, just put it through this.
Nobody more.
Put it through the scanner, and they were like scanning, like, wait a minute, I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, When things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tell me about the Swerve City Podcast.
Swerve City Podcast is something that me and my co-host Monteezy came up with like 2017. I moved down to Florida at the time, and Monteezy was doing entrance music themes for the wrestlers, and we met like maybe 2 years prior at a MCW independent show, and he was always a fan of my work, and I seen his work file. I was like, oh man, that's dope. So I moved down to Florida. He asked to interview me. So I was like, okay, cool. So I came down. I loved his interview style. He's very personable. He had like notes and stuff. And he was like, you know what? I'm just going to go on the fly. He just crumbled it up, threw it out of the screen. It was like, let's just vibe, man. And we just talked like for an hour on his interview. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we could do like, I like the way you do this. Want to do something together? And he was like, oh, sure. So we came up with, we went to High Spots. We got a couple episodes on the High Spots DVD filmed by Sammy Callahan. Those were up. They're still up there for sale. Then we're like, I want to do more. Let's see what it was we can do. So we went like IG live, just like messing around with stuff, just feeling it out on two beanbags, no wall, nothing here, just beanbags. Then they went to bring his friend in who actually had a camera and could edit. Then we started getting some of my friends on. Then I got signed to NXT and stuff like that. Then COVID happened. And I think COVID, we benefited from that mostly because everybody's coming down to Florida to just sit in hotels or go to do the SmackDown Raw and whatever in the same place. So I'd be like, hey, Kofi, want to come to our podcast? He's like, sure, I'm not doing nothing. So Kofi would come do the podcast. Hey, Kofi's Bailey, want to come to our podcast? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Then like Drew McIntyre won the Rumble, then went on to win the world title at WrestleMania. So I was like, hey, Drew, want to come do the podcast? He was like, sure, no problem. And that would end up being the first episode of the Swerve City Podcast on the WWE Network. So we got leveled up every time just because me and Monteezy, he's like the artist. I'm the wrestler, but then he turned me to the artist at the same time. So we kind of like had like a lot of polar similarities to media, music, and wrestling. And we found ways to like bring it all together while discussing certain things and topics and like what's going on in the world and media and Hollywood and music and stuff, and bring out a little bit more personality out of the wrestlers and the performers and stuff. So it grew to the fact we're just bringing in like Pat McAfee and coming up. We got Dominic Wilkins.
That's like, great.
So it was, and then we started traveling, getting on the road. It was like, hey, we're going to go up to Atlanta, interview Music Soul Child in the studio. I'm like, yes, okay, cool. So it was always about competition with me and Teezy. It was like, well, I got so-and-so. Oh, yeah, I just got an email from so-and-so. We got him. Okay, that's a dope guess. I don't know how you did that, but I'm going to top that. I'm going to get Tony Khan. Oh, snap, that's a good one. So I'm going to get so-and-so. So it came like a little friendly battle between who can get the most guests, but guess what? We both grow from whoever wins. No, there's no losers in it. And that's kind of how the Swerve City Podcast kind of grew.
Well, if you ever need a guest, man, I'm happy to jump in there for you, dude.
Without a doubt. Please come through, man.
No, you helped us out. I'm happy to return the favor, man. Go ahead, Jeff.
Where would you put Swerve City if there ever became one? And is that the goal? Is there going to be a Swerve City? Is that your future plans?
So if you look at the logo, there's actually buildings and landmarks from Seattle, actually.
You're trying to turn what is already known as Seattle into Swerve City?
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to still stay dedicated, you know?
I like that. We could use some new management in Seattle, I'll tell you what.
At this point, my theme music is playing at the Kraken Stadium.
That's
so
cool.
It's slowly but surely coming
to
like Swerve City. That's going to be the national anthem or something of this.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we're going to go a little deeper into the conversation here and talk about some other stuff on the Unsanctioned Thursdays. We thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Come tune in tomorrow where maybe we get a little more serious. We'll see. Till then, thank you very much for listening. This is Wrestling with Freddie, Wrestling with Friends. Peace. This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.